As NOFX are currently wrapping up their last concerts ever, then it comes with sad news that Sum 41 are currently doing the same. But before they ride out into the sunset, they have given us one last album. And the question remains, is it worth it? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here, the man who projects iron from my eyes, and we're doing a 5-minute review on Sum 41's newest album, Heaven and Hell. That's right, Canada's only pop rock export are hanging up the hat and leaving a void in their stead after some 30-odd years, which draws questions to the upcoming status of other bands like The Offspring or Green Day. I mean, if Sum 41, who for all intents and purposes are still a rather youthful band and are calling it a day, then what does that mean for the rest of the scene? Well, I guess the first thing we have to address is that they are doing so at least on their own terms. Sometimes it's better off to go out on a high rather than a few forgettable shithouse albums. Looking at you, Dexter. But we need to listen to this album first to determine whether or not it is worthy of its swan song status. My initial playthrough of the album was a mixed bag, to be honest. On one hand, there were some solid tracks, but nothing that seemed too memorable, and then there were a few songs that probably could have been left on the cutting room floor. Even the debut single, Landmines, left me scratching my head, as it starts to sound like a Matt Skiba-era Blink-182 song, and not really the good ones. The other surprise was the album itself, which contains 20 tracks with a runtime of over 50 minutes, which means you could listen to Half Hour of Power twice before this record finishes. The catch, the album contains both killer and filler tracks. Seriously, no more Sum 41 references or else I'll chuck. There are some really solid tracks on offer, with the opening piece Waiting on a Twist of Fate being one hell of a way to kick things off one last time and being a callback to that Sum 41 style of Monster Energy drink in a song. There were a few other songs that I felt were rather impressive, such as I Can't Wait and Future Primitive. I was a bit surprised when I first heard Radio Silence, in the way that it feels like it's at the halfway point roughly of the album, because it feels like such a closing track. It's slow-paced lyrics that call for action, fade out, talking about the end, but maybe this was intended for the vinyl collectors out there as a bit of a psych out. I mean, when the final track, How the End, does play, I can understand why it doesn't sit as its closing location, because that song really brings it to a close and is a great way to end on a high note to a degree. Also, the song Rise Up. Wow, this feels like the closest that Sum 41 will ever be to a metalcore band, and that solo? Damn impressive. I hope you got that out of your system, Dave. Hang on, when did you get back here? Oh, it's been that long? Yeah, I have no reasons why I haven't listened to Sum 41 in quite some time. To be honest, their recent album seems to have come and gone without much notice, and maybe the band saw the writing on the wall and took action. Still, not all of the songs on here are amazing epic guitar riffage fueled adrenaline rushes. Songs like Time Won't Wait, Dopamine, Over the Edge, and Not Quite Myself, which, by the way, sounds like a knockoff version of Underclass Hero, all of these songs, they just don't make the cut. These songs don't do it for me, and certainly draw out the album's already long run time. And if your record makes you feel like you are back at school watching the clock slowly tick, then all signs point to the album being too long than it should have been. I get that this is the band's last chance to go big or go home, but sometimes less is best, and I feel like this should have been the case here. It also seems fitting that before the band turned into dinosaurs, they chose to cover a song by a band of dinosaurs with the inclusion of the Rolling Stones song Painted Black. Which is an apt choice of tunes for this album, and also highly ironic given that it was written before any of the band members were even born, especially since this was one of the breakthrough singles for the Stones back in the early days. But for this instance, its use is literal as all things turn to black. Now, it's certainly not an amazing cover of the song, which certainly has been done to death, and it does feel like a bonus track or a B-side, but it is an interesting version, so I'll give it a pass. As for the rest of the album, well, it picks up again, especially on the last few tracks. In particular, on the song You Wanted War, which is a highlight of the album and a culmination of the band's energy mixing their sound of metal influences, especially when the song just goes full throttle and Dave, I thought you got that out of your system.
He lied to us through song. I hate when people do that.
This is one wicked tune, and one you definitely need to check out. Now, I am certainly not going to say this album is bad. On the contrary, it's a pretty good album, but it is flawed, and the biggest flaw it faces is definitely its runtime. At 20 tracks, the record could have easily used with some culling, and I doubt even the most hardcore fans of Sum 41 would deny this point from me. The other flaw is its lack of punch to a small degree, but with many tracks just not being that memorable. The bonus is in the runtime. They seem to have covered all their styles of Sum 41's history during their career, ranging from that metal influences to hardcore on the super short and to the point Johnny Libertine, and even stepping into the air of Grand Deuce with the track Rise Up and the intro piece that precedes it. I get the feeling that this album will also grow on me the more I start to listen to it, and the record itself is certainly a fun one to play when it hits the right notes, and that seems to be most of the time. Overall, I will give this album a score of 7.5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Waiting on a Twist of Fate, Johnny Libertine, and You Wanted War. Now, I hope Sum 41 make a return sometime in the future. Perhaps they do so as a one-off tribute covering old versions of their songs, albeit in a different or acoustic manner. If they do so, I hope they change their name to Answer 42, so they can close off the concert with a certain track.
42.
As for now, it's with a note of despair that I must say, Sum 41, thank you, so long, and thanks for all the fish. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.